How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a grade A kind of day. It's pretty hard to have a grade A kind of day with a lot of positivity when there is this sad news to report that Desmond Amofa, known to most of us as Atika, is no longer with us. He had disappeared last week, and his body was discovered in the East River on June 24th. And the NYPD released a tweet saying that they regret to inform that Desmond Amofa, aka Atika, has been found deceased. And the belief is that he had jumped off of the Manhattan Bridge or made a jump because his belongings were retrieved near the Manhattan Bridge. Now, Atika did have mental health issues, and this really, hopefully, will spark a dialogue about mental health issues, especially for content creators on YouTube, where there is such pressure to release content, maintain popularity, and you are going to encounter bullying from people online. Atika, last year in 2018, had his initial YouTube channel deactivated because he had uploaded pornographic materials to the channel. And he, in April, had a live stream where he had a standoff with police because he had posted messages on social media saying that he was going to engage in self-harm. And he did post a picture of himself holding a gun. So it was a very serious situation. And in the last video that he ever uploaded, and this was to his new channel since his original channel had been terminated after the pornographic material incident, he gave an apology to all of his supporters and did talk about suffering from mental illness. And this goes to show that mental health issues are something that can affect anyone, any walk of life. We have to have a real serious discussion as to what can be done to help people, even if they're not online content creators, about seeking care. Whether or not the level of resources are available to everyone. Are people getting care quickly, properly? Is the care effective? Is it actually helpful? What seems to be the most effective means of caring for people? Is it a balance of therapy, medications? If people react negatively to medications, what happens? How do we respond? And it's important that if you or anyone else in your life is in crisis, that you call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And the number for that is 800-273-8255. You can also text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741741. And there's also a website available where you can seek out resources. SpeakingOfSuicide.com/resources. That's www.speakingofsuicide.com/resources. It's a sad topic to talk about, but it's one where we have to do it. Because this is something that, as I said, don't want to be redundant, but it's going to be a continuing matter as more and more people, especially, are on social media and they encounter negative messages from people. And you don't necessarily have to be a content creator on YouTube. You can just be average person going about their day trying to post things on social media, and you have total strangers trolling you, saying very negative, nasty things about you. What do we do? How do we handle this? So this should hopefully spark a debate. I'm not saying, obviously, that all of this can be attributed to Atika being bullied online, but it certainly didn't help. If you're someone that is trying to get better and you're getting in return a lot of negative energy, you know, how is that conducive to you actually making advances, making strides in your mental health? So I think it's important that we pay tribute to Atika with a little bit of song. So I'm not a singer, but I just thought, in tribute to Atika's memory, that a song would be a nice way, a positive way of showing respect for someone who has left us far too soon. So here we go. Yep. This is going out to you, Atika. We're gonna miss you, man. See you on the other side. I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got a tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You've got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. Can't you see me here, standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Oh, might as well jump. Jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Jump. Go ahead and jump. Whoa, hey you, who said that? Baby, how you been? You said you don't know, you don't know where until you begin. Yeah. So can't you see me here standing? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you seen. Now can't you see what I mean? Oh, might as well jump. Jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Jump. Go ahead and jump. Jump. Yeah. Going out to you, Atika. I hope you're playing the Nintendo Switch in heaven. Hopefully you get to use Banjo-Kazooie in Super Smash Bros. This is a long instrumental break, but it gives us time to reflect on how great Atika was as a YouTuber. He was a cool dude. Good man, good heart. And hopefully this song really touches all of you. Do 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 do. Might as well jump, jump. Go ahead and jump. Get it and jump, jump. Go ahead and jump. 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 Yeah. Do, 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 do. Love you, Atika. Be well. Hope to see you on the other side. That's all for now, Great A Nation. We'll see you next time. Still have the first Democratic 2020 presidential debates coming up. We'll be talking about that. Take care.